Hello, my fellow audio boomers. It is Friday morning, very cold Friday morning here in Montreal. It's minus 11 degrees. Let me get my glove back on after having started my audio boom app. And as I slowly back out of the driveway here and get the sun in my eyes as it peeks around the house. There we go. It is 9:15. I'm leaving a little bit later than usual. Just had a few things to finish up, and I will just work a little bit later tonight, that's all. Not a big deal. It's part of having flexible hours, which is nice. And what those couple of things that I had to do was watch some more coverage of NASA's launch of the Orion capsule today. It's a very, very historic flight. It is the first flight of the new Orion crew module. It took off this morning at 7:05 a.m. on top of a Delta heavy lift vehicle. And it's basically a rocket made up of three what used to be shuttle booster rockets. Same technology, same overall look, actually. If you see pictures of the launch from this morning and the whole assembly sitting up on the launch pad, launch pad 37A, that's the launch pad they used, which was one of the launch pads I could see when I was standing on top of the launch pad 39A observation deck way back in 2012. A couple of years back in May, I got the pleasure, the absolute dream of going to the Kennedy Space Center, and we took a little bus tour down to the complex, and I saw the vehicle assembly building, and I saw the famous crawler that used to carry the Atlas rockets, and then later on was used also for the shuttle. And, excuse me, oh, pardon the yawning, wow. I'm very excited though today. I'm really pumped. Right now it is orbiting an average of about 350 miles above the Earth's surface. The orbit's actually inclined, so very elliptical. So it can go anywhere from 160 miles to 500 miles as it's orbiting the Earth. In about, I think it's about 20 minutes or half an hour, they're firing a booster rocket that will bring the Orion capsule and the module, which it actually isn't the command module right now, it's just an empty canister behind the Orion capsule. They're just using it as a test right now. There's nothing in the command module. I suppose once it is crew rated and once it's all set up, that part of the rocket will have all sorts of equipment and test equipment, and I imagine cargo as well will be carried in that part of the rocket. Once the second stage burns, or the second burn occurs, this will place the Orion capsule and the module up some 5,000 kilometers or 3,000 some odd miles above the Earth's surface. And after having gone through the Van Allen belts, which I think are located some 1,000 to 2,000 miles above the Earth's surface. Once it's safely gone through that, then they will light up the cameras again, and we should get spectacular views of the Earth from 3,000 some odd miles up, a view that has not been had from a crew-rated vehicle since Apollo 17, some 42 years ago. So it's going to be very interesting. For people who follow space exploration and space junkies like myself, this morning is monumental. It is the first tentative toe in the water steps towards man's next conquest of the stars. I know that sounds very poetic, but I think it truly is. I don't think we're destined to just keep our 2 feet on this planet. I think we are destined as a species to explore, to go out and to seek and to understand our place in the universe, and also to quench this insatiable curiosity that humankind seems to have. A curiosity that unfortunately has been quelled of late, but not by science, not by research, not by exploration, but for the masses, by sheer ignorance. Now, I don't speak about everybody, of course. I don't want to generalize, but a good deal of this planet in the last 20 years has been kind of thrown back into the Stone Age. We have social unrest, we have racism, we have hatred, we have ignorance, we have complete disregard for our planet, its ecosystem. And I honestly believe that part of that is because we don't have that bigger picture. It's because our medias don't want us to have that bigger picture. It doesn't sell shampoo. You know, it doesn't sell diapers or hand cream or cars or anything else. But what does is stupidities. What does is brainless drivel that has been the staple of many television shows now and movies, unfortunately. Anyway, many of you know how I feel about a lot of these things, so I'm not going to go too much into detail because I didn't want this to become a rant. I simply wanted to tell you how excited I was about this next step in space exploration, which is the Orion capsule. For those of you who don't know, for 30-some-odd years, the United States was sending the space shuttle up into space to build the International Space Station. In fact, the space shuttle was designed specifically for that. And having had accomplished its task, NASA decided to finally mothball it. Much to the demise of a lot of people, or to the dismay, I guess, of a lot of people, me included. But the Orion capsule, which goes back to the original design of the Apollo capsule, will hold 4 crew members and is going to be the next vehicle to bring people outside of Earth orbit. In other words, into deep space, exploring things like asteroids, and eventually going to back to the moon and on to Mars. So it's very, very exciting. Very exciting time in space exploration. And I just wish that camaraderie that is shared by all the people that are working on this project and was shared by the entire planet.